We've done it. So we're going.
Yep. Hello, my darlings.
Hello, my darlings. I don't know what you're going to say. I feel like it's the olden days when we didn't know how to do a podcast.
I've forgotten.
Yeah, I have too.
Is it the same time?
What episode is it?
No idea.
88. Oh, why have I got the music?
It's a big smash up.
Do you think we've fucked up?
No.
Okay, it isn't used to it anymore. And we're back in the room.
We are back. We're in a different room.
We're back in a different room. We've been away for quite some time.
A long time. 3 months.
Yeah, it's been sad.
Lost all the subscribers.
We were out of touch with celebrity news, although I've just got back into touch
I was trying to have a little go now and again by a gossip magazine, but it's just not the same. Mm. You read it by yourself, you're just like, ha!
And then, there's no one to go, ha! Yeah,
on the bus.
Yeah. It's not what you want to do.
Not on the 149.
So, it's Celebrity Gossip Podcast, The Crescent, number 88.
Welcome back to our amazing lives.
Welcome back to our amazing lives. What's on the covers?
On the covers, I have a reveal. Cheryl, Natalie, Rihanna heading for disaster.
They
cozying up to their no-good exes.
Natalie's she's already at disaster. She's reached it full frontal, full force even.
Yeah, she looks like someone kicked her head in.
I think she might have always looked like that. Ashley. Cheryl.
I think I fell a good kicker head in.
No, he didn't. We'll get to that later.
Oh, okay.
I've got the details. Scoop.
I felt really bad then.
I've got the scoop.
They did actually.
I've got. Cheryl is. She's got a shock vow. I'm having Ashley's baby. She plans to move in with Love Rat X. I love that phrase, Love Rat. I missed that phrase actually. Wants a year off to have his child. Posh tells her, colon, follow your heart.
Oh, Posh.
Casey and Russell showdown. The cracks have already appeared.
Crumbs.
Look at him holding hands with another girl, not Katie. He has clearly displayed that this is not Katie, this is a blonde woman.
In yellow.
Yeah. Anything else?
Eek. Their words, not mine. Kerry and Jordan to team up for a TV show. Scarily skinny celebs.
Yeah.
That's not the title of the TV show, that's the next bit on the cover.
Body special, stars ban airbrushing. Essex double nose jobs.
Double nose jobs?
Yeah. Have you not heard that story?
No.
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm completely out of touch.
Okay. We'll get into it later. Have you got anything else on the covers?
Fern is heartbreak turning her into a gran.
Is that Fern Cotton or Fern Britton?
Which one's which?
Fern Britton. Sorry, just went towards the microphone.
In you go.
I've got like a magnet in my head.
There's even a bit of table in the way.
Still bending. Put it in my mouth. Fern Britton.
This is Cotton.
Britton is the one from the Fern and Phil from Good Morning TV.
The fat one. Yeah. You're allowed to say the fat one.
Yeah. Sometimes she goes thin. Especially on that.
Not really that thin though, let's be honest.
She goes up and down. She's a bit like... She's like the new Judy. After Judy got her tits out on television and was going to go back. No, she did go
to
back.
To her perpetual shame.
Judy and Richard used to be on Good Morning TV. Richard and Judy even.
Yeah, this morning was Richard
and
Judy.
Yeah, it used to be them. And then it turned into Fern and Phil, didn't it? Phil?
Yeah.
Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, let's crack on in. Unless you've got anything else on your 1990p. I've got a bit of spazzy. Too much wine, too much cigarettes.
Let's get in.
I had heat. I don't really like it. It's rubbish. So
I had to get it though because it was a bargain.
I'm glad to find out
Heat and closer.
Yeah, we need
mega pack bargain.
I'm glad to find out after all of these months away from the celebrity gossip that the first double page spread is on fucking Cheryl Cole for God's sake. I really missed her. And
do they not have Cheryl Cole in Australia?
They have her, I think. Yeah, I don't really know. I haven't really missed her because I've been staying with people who have TV, so we've seen her on the telly and that. She's always around. Anyway, they're getting back together. Nice story, isn't it?
Who is?
Cheryl and Ashley.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. She's moving in with her love rat ex. That's Ashley Cole. Remember, he cheated on her like 5 times or something. Victoria Beckham has told her that's what she has to do. Cheryl's not listening to her mum because her mum's got a face like that. Like a monkey.
It's more like a lemur.
There's that one picture of Ashley Cole, always that picture, whenever there's a thing about him in him being a love rat, looking decidedly lovely in a...
Is he on a roller coaster?
A summery outfit on a boat or something, I think, and with a lovely hat on, having a lovely smile.
Isn't he nice?
He looks like a nice boy. You'd want to... Well, you don't want to get back to
him. Oh, it's hard to keep up, isn't it? It's like him on EastEnders when they run out of storylines for a baddie and then they turn him into a goodie.
Yeah.
Like they did with Minty.
Was he a baddie, was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was always a lovable rogue.
No, he was a baddie. He was like Phil's dipstick henchman.
Oh, of course. Yes, he was, wasn't he? But really, he was a puffy dog. Too dumb to hurt a fly. The next page, of course... Who's going to be next on the agenda out of all the stalwarts?
Jordan and Kerry together.
Oh, I've just got Kerry on her own, but you've got Jordan and Kerry together, so there you go. Great.
All at once.
Great to hear the news on them.
An onslaught of riveting...
What's your news about Kerry?
That her and Jordan are going to have a TV programme
together.
Who's
that man with a massive fat face and white hair?
That's Max Clifford. he's like the god of these magazines.
Oh, yeah. He looks different in my picture. He's ridiculous, isn't he? His eyebrows are rather incredible. They're like big slugs.
His hair in this one, they've got him with the circle brush, haven't they? The circle brush. Blow dried it all into that.
The one that they did that to you with and made you look like a woman.
Yeah.
A really ugly woman.
The fucking ugliest woman you've ever seen.
So, my headline on Kerry is rather unsurprising and almost like you've read it before. It just says, sad Kerry colon, I want to start a new life back home.
Bore off.
And it just talks about her splitting up with someone, how she's been hitting the booze a bit too much. And
is there a picture of her in a car park?
Yes. I think so. That looks like a car park to me. There's one of her in a bar.
That's
in Marbella.
Yeah, that's got to be a car park. There's a car next to her.
Yeah. And there's a picture of her and him, but he hasn't had the... Sorry, Max Clifford, but he hasn't had the
super hair. Was it a while ago?
It's a while ago.
I've got a picture of her. She's not in a car park. She is on the street, though.
Yeah, that she always is.
In the road.
By brick wall. In an estate.
There's double yellow lines next to the pavement, so it's probably one of the most un-car parky pictures I've seen of Kerry Katona.
Yeah. Has Jordan got cornrows in that picture?
Yeah. From when she was Celebrities Up the Jungle.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cornrows.
Yep. So, anything interesting about that?
Kerry's really stressed. She's broke and effectively homeless.
Homebrush.
Yeah.
Why?
But don't they give her any money for any of this, then?
Oh, she must get a little bit for it. I don't know. No, actually, she doesn't get money for this. Because Pat Pictures, they don't think they get money for. But
Pat Butcher?
Pat Pictures. Paparazzi Pictures. Just, I don't think they get money for that. They only get money for pictures that they actually sell, don't they? But the thing is about them being papped all the time is that it sort of raises their profile, because if they're always being papped, then they're always in things, and they're always in media of some sort, and if their profile is raised, then people will ask them to do interviews and whatever. because they're effectively selling the magazine, so they get they so therefore they have an interview with her about how she's getting her life back on track or what her dreams are or something like that, and then she does some pictures and
then she gets a fiver,
New Look, and then
$2.50 in the bookies. Mars bar can
of tennis.
White stripe. Yeah. White stripe.
Do you know Dave can't eat rhubarb crumble anymore?
Why?
For like the past 6 years.
Why?
Because Erica made some once, and then when he was eating it, she told him that she did like a Lost Boys trick on him, and she said, "You're eating Pat Butcher's bits." And then he couldn't eat it. And he really liked rhubarb crumble.
And
he
doesn't like it anymore. Yeah. Shit. Shall I lift the lid on the scoop?
Yeah.
With Natalie Cassidy and her man, her fiancé. They had a little bust up.
But he definitely didn't kick her head in.
No, he didn't kick her head in. This is what he did. Right? They've compared it down here to Chris and Rihanna, who Rihanna got actually smashed, her whole face got smashed in by her boyfriend. So Natalie and her boyfriend, they've had a little bubba, who's 8 months old or something, and then they had a bit of a argument at their home, and he was a bit boozed up, and it was revealed in court Adam, her fiancé at the time, had grabbed Natalie, smeared her with mascara and hit her with a slipper.
On
the 13th of April, in a second attack on the 20th of May, he grabbed her by the arms and ripped her top.
What, off?
Can you believe, right? She's now... He's got a fucking restraining order on him. She's taken him to court. He's got a restraining order against him, so he can't go anywhere near her. And he can't, for the next, like, year... He's got to, like, do community service for the next year or something. He can't... He can only see his baby with her, like, once a month or something. Shit like that. Like, really, really, really strict. And only... That sounds like a rough and tumble, really. Like, she probably went a bit too mental about it, went a bit too, like, neurotic. Smeared her with mascara and hit her with a slipper.
Well.
It's not particularly... And apparently she's all gutted, because I watched the Natalie Cassidy programme about her life and when she was pregnant with the baby and with him, and he's really nice. And they were really, like, a nice little happy couple, and it was really sweet when I watched it.
Not guilty. Court of Wicca.
But I just think that it's a bit stupid. I think it's all a bit...
She's lost some weight again, isn't it?
Yeah.
She looks a bit like a dowdy parakeet.
She's a wreck, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Anyway. So, although, there were some telltale signs in that documentary that I watched about them when they went to a festival... They went back to the Isle of Wight Festival, which is where they met, like the year off their year anniversary, and they took some mates with them, only a couple of mates, because they didn't have many. And she was pregnant, and they got a massive mega camper van, all like fancy, like a proper motorhome with all like mega bedrooms and stuff. And he just got fucking slaughtered on the way there, because he was going to a festival. Of course he's going to get fucking slaughtered.
What else are you going
to do? She was pregnant. And then she kept getting moody all the time, and he kept wanting to run off and go into the festival and then have fun, be a twat. And she wasn't up for it, and she kept getting moody, and he had to keep apologising every morning. It was like, Adam was really terrible last night. And then Adam had to come and say, "I'm really, really sorry," and all this stuff. So those were telltale signs that he was eventually going to get her with the mascara.
That's right. Camera stopped rolling. He went off and bought a massive slipper. Mega pack of mascara.
For some reason in my head, it's one of those little slippers that you get free in hotel rooms that are really like...
I always think it was one of those massive clown's shoes.
What have you got?
Towie crew getting told off. The only way is Essex Cars had a dressing down last week after ITV2 bosses became infuriated with their behaviour. Stars of the show, including James... Arj Argent, Harry Durbridge, and Maria Fowler were sent a round robin email telling them to start acting like BAFTA winners rather than chavs. They were also warned not to drink alcohol or be seen drunk in public and told that wardrobe malfunctions would not be tolerated.
What the fuck? Oh, they're getting paid loads of money there, I suppose, aren't they?
The entire cast has also been ordered not to mix with the stars of rival reality shows...
Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea and Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore? What's that?
It's the MTV one of Tyneside.
Oh, my God. I want to watch that one. About Geordies?
Yeah.
Posh Geordies? Or proper Geordies?
I don't know.
Because posh Geordies don't really have a Geordie accent. They have to sound a bit northern, but they don't really sound proper Geordie.
There's probably some posh people in it, isn't there?
I want to see them ones. I want to see them ones. I've got some Terry news as well.
Yeah, what is it?
Lauren and Kirk have had joint nose jobs.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Her reason was she thought hers was too prominent. He said... He had a deviated septum corrected. What the fuck is that?
Nose. Deviated septum.
He's only young though, isn't he?
23.
He must have done a lot of bad.
You reckon? Okay, what else have you got?
Yeah, just answer your phone.
Look, it's my little sister, she's come to stay, ain't she?
Right, if you answer your phone, I'll go and get a beer out of you.
Do you want some
more? Yeah. You could have just carried on. Oh, yeah. So, do you remember that Joey Essex?
Yep.
Who was Mark's little, trying to
protege.
Be... Yeah, his protege. Protege.
Yeah, his protage. Where's the, where's my pen? Where's my special pen?
I don't know.
Here it is.
Lord. He's now going out with fucking Sam. The one who I thought was alright. That one.
Yeah. Did you not watch any of it?
No, I don't think so.
They started going out in like the third episode.
No, they didn't. He didn't come in the third episode of what? What series?
Of The Only Way is Essex. Series 2.
Series 2, yeah. I didn't think I watched all of Series 2. I think you watched it with your girlfriend.
I bet I did, because someone was in fucking Australia.
Yeah, that would be it. Anyway, I'm bored of Terry.
Yeah.
Jordan's desperate for Leo's baby. Who's Leo? She's got a toy boy boyfriend, Leandro Penner, apparently. She's trying to get him to chuck it up her. The end.
I think she's had enough.
She's had enough. Back to who?
Pippi Schofield. And his delicious iced frosty Barnett. The reveal scoop is that he's got the hump because Holly Willoughby's off and had another baby.
Who's had another baby?
Holly Willoughby, you know the
Holly
one.
Holly Willoughby. How many babies?
Maximum gestation period.
She's had about 20 babies in the past year.
Here's a picture of her with two.
We don't have that final count yet. We'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah. Oh. Brr. Relations appear frosty between Phil and Jenny, the replacement. During a long boozy lunch, Philip, 49, begged Holly to return to the show so they could reignite their screen chemistry.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, we will...
George Clooney has split up with his woman.
His woman.
And now they're all going, all the girls will be well happy. He's one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors. He's, like, really old. Don't you think he's getting on a bit to be an eligible bachelor? He's not my dad's age. I'm still scarred from the fact that one of my friends said to me when I was about 14, your dad looks like George Clooney. Never liked George Clooney ever since.
Did she have sex with him? Do you want to see a picture of J-Lo's tit?
Yeah.
Here it is. On telly as well. That's not just a Rob Celebs.
Yeah.
Nip slip. Boom, 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 boom.
You got any more? What time is it?
My little sister wants to come to our house from bank. She can get on a 149 from there, can't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to get the prince?
Mm-hmm. We can meet her off. She can meet. Yeah. She's not leaving yet. I'll text her back.
I've had it. We've got it.
I've got some horny, heened up Brits that are already mad for swinging. Look at these.
Are we on to real life? Oh my gosh.
It's a bit of a visual one, though, which is why I've tagged it as visual.
But yeah,
can't really discuss this with the listeners. Cause
people shouldn't judge.
But can you imagine?
We will.
Can you imagine, if you can cast your imagination to a swingers hotel in, like, I don't know, where is it? Blackpool beachfront.
Of course.
It's called the Crystal Hotel. It looks like something out of the 1970s with its, you know, fascia on the outside. Right? Feces, fascia, what do you call it? On the outside, how it looks, I don't know. Anyway, and then people go there that are British and a bit funny looking and have weird bulges and wear leather corsets, and they go and swing and have sex with each other. Can you imagine what those people would look like?
Can you imagine the smell? Can you imagine the smell of that hotel?
I think I would probably dry up if I went there. Oh, look, Kelly Osbourne. Let me just show you. Kelly Osbourne's got a picture of her on her page, Kellyo, in a lovely little black sparkly number, posing, and it says Miss USA as the headline, but I've annotated it slightly to say Miss Man Barbie USA, because don't you think that's what she looks like? She looks like a Barbie, but at the same time, a man.
Tom's put an extra man's head on a Barbie.
And done his hair all nice.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how Kelly O's looking recently. She's been doing well with her diet. Should we go for some prompts?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you about this real life story and reveal in Love It. Real life, get you thinking. What was she asking for? Patricia had a great body and loved showing off as much as she legally could. So what was wrong? And this whole article is pictures of her in, like,
fishnet,
really filthy,
hot,
sex
filthy
costumes.
But disgusting, doing really nasty faces. Look at her face.
Look at her, like, going spread on this dirty old BMW. Big fluffy boots on, their hand up her knickers. There's more of them. Here we go. Look at this one. Oh, so anyway, this story's about, look, she didn't really understand how come she wasn't pulling a good man. Going out dressed like a fucking Tuppney whore.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Dressed as a fairy.
Oh my god. Did she get attacked? It's
hanging right out. No, she didn't get attacked.
She just didn't find a nice man.
Fucking hell, you'd have to be pretty brave. It's pretty hefty. She looks like she could handle herself. Anyway, she binned her tarty clobber for nice tops and cardies, and then she found the man of her dreams, who's got one of those receding but tiny little spiked gel fringes way up the back of his fucking head.
Is his name Darren or something like that?
I am afraid I didn't look.
Warren, maybe.
Right, problems. I've had fuck all problems.
I've
really
got a few.
That's good. Oh, before actually, one more thing. I just wanted to ask you what you would consider a sex spy. what do you think that might be in Love It magazine double page spread? A sex spy. What do you think their job might be? Time.
To spy on celebs.
Well,
having sex.
Yeah, but it appears a sex spy is Paul Watson, who has spent more than 25 years cultivating his unique system that fuses Eastern and Western astrology.
I'm still none the wiser as to what a sex spy is.
Me either. But apparently he's put percentage ratings on loads of different celebrities about their compatibility just from
his little sex
doing some diagrams and looking at the stars and that, and
having a wank
over them.
Do you think he wanks on a picture of them and see how it lands, and then he reads a spunk like a lady, a gypsy lady?
Where are you going?
Tea leaves.
Come back to the real world.
There's no real world. He's a fucking weirdo. Yeah, I was just describing how more he could be a weirdo.
No one will ever know what I just drew on that thing. Right, come on then. Okay. Problems.
Is he really working late? Dear Confident Tracy, my husband has been attending a lot of client dinners lately, and I can't shake the feeling that there's a cover for an affair. Janet. Janet's chasing a tail or something. I don't know what she's doing. Anyway, he's been attending a lot of client dinners lately, and I can't shake the feeling that it's a cover for an affair. How can I work out whether he's lying or not? Dear Rena, by email.
Oh, I just wasn't listening at all, you know. I was looking at these post-it notes.
Oh, God.
I was thinking, oh, it's a terrible mess here. And then I've rolled one up.
Oh, nice and tidy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Dear Confident Tracy, my husband has been attending a lot of client dinners lately, and I can't shake the feeling that it's a cover for an affair. How can I work out whether he's lying or not? My answer to her is, now, Rena, are you a character in a film or soap from the 1980s? If not, it might not be that. You might just be a bit paranoid. Although...
Ask him.
Yeah, you could just ask him. It depends what he does. If he's, like, a builder and he's doing client dinners...
I've got another client dinner. I might have to stay over in Helsinki for the conference.
Yeah,
and the mobiles don't work.
But if he's a fucking broker or something, then that's what they have to do. It is something that he would be doing all the time. Anyway, that's my first quick problem. Have you got any?
No, I haven't really.
Okay, I've got two more. I've got two more, and that's probably about it. Hung up on his ex. Dear Confident Tracy, I asked my boyfriend of 3 years if he'd ever loved anyone as much as me, and he said yes. A girl he went out with when he was much younger. I was totally put out, and when I asked how it ended, she said he deserved better. When I asked how it ended, he said she deserved better than how he behaved at the time. I'm now obsessed by her and convinced he's still carrying a torch. He swears he isn't, but I can't seem to let it go. Lol. Can you imagine? And what a fuck up you'd be making if you were a boy or anyone. If someone asked you, you would have been in love with anyone more than you were in love with me. Yeah,
one or two. Yeah. One a little bit more. Said much better tits.
Less
gripey.
Yeah. I don't think there's any point in reading Confident Tracy's reply.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. Dr. Phil. He's the guy with the... Oh, I didn't even read his... Right, his weird quote is, morbid obesity is a horrible diagnosis. Much prefer morbidly voluptuous.
Is that a little quiff
of the week? Dr. Phil, with both of these prognoses, you foresee death.
Do you think that's what he said to John Candy before he died? Oh, now, John, I wouldn't call you morbidly obese, I'd say you're more morbidly voluptuous.
Still going to kill you. You still will die from being a fat bastard. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Does coffee stop you getting pregnant? It's not a contraceptive, no. But a study of 9,000 Dutch women found that drinking 4 or more cups of coffee a day would reduce your chance of getting pregnant by 25%.
That makes you less fertile. That might have been... I don't think I'll use that one.
Hmm.
We want a sex food fest.
There's more.
What?
There's more. Studies of mice have found that the caffeine stops the muscles in the fallopian tube squirting the eggs along to meet the sperm.
Yeah, but we're not mice, are we?
I'm not a mouse.
She's having a fight with a filter.
Nothing else, really.
We want a sex food vest. My partner and I are really keen to try experimenting with smearing food on each other during sex. But we're not sure what food works best.
Marmite.
Any tips? I'm afraid this is one of those fantasies that works in the movies, but is rarely a turn-on. Says Confident Tracy.
For you, Confident Tracy.
Lick off chocolate paint tastes disgusting, and smearing it over each other usually ends up in a big old mess. If you're really keen, avoid spicy or oily foods, particularly around the genitals. Oh no, darling, I've got some leftover curry in the fridge. Fancy it.
I'm going to eat this korma out of your veg.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so turned on.
Oh, I've got a rash. What's happened to my knob? Elephantitis instantly. Okay, I've got one more.
Yeah.
He won't sleep over. My new boyfriend always goes back to his place after we've been to bed, if you knew what I mean. Is he only after sex? I find it insulting that he never sleeps over, even if it's late. Am I overreacting?
What? Hold on, no, I'm confused.
Your new boyfriend, is that someone you've been on two dates with?
He never sleeps over at all.
No. They have sex, and then...
And then he goes home.
Mm. Yep. That's it.
What a terrible bastard.
Well, I mean, it's not like men are only after sex or anything. That's unheard of.
Anyone who thought that would be a lunatic.
Do we have any top tips?
Oh, no.
Come on.
They've been sacked off because it was shit. No, they've got stuff now. Kids versus pets, cute wars. Which is horrific.
Oh, no.
What are we supposed to end on? Look, really fresh babies.
Oh, God.
That's not cute.
Oh, God. What are we supposed to end on?
That one looks like it's dead.
There's enough of that. What are we supposed to end on, then? Nothing.
We're
going to
play
the
music, yeah.
We're going to play the musics.
I have to go over here, though.
Okay. I'll keep it going.
Balls. Here's another thing I wanted to mention. I put a thing on our new Twitter account.
We've got a new Twitter account,
yeah. A new Twitter thing, which is... I've forgotten already. this is not very good, is it?
Follow us at...
I probably can't even hear me because I'm too far away from the Slebcast, that's it. I said I was going to follow 1,000 strangers and see how many of them told me to fuck off.
Yeah.
And only one did, so I wanted to give her a special mention.
Oh.
Annie Wan Kenobi.
Fuck off, there you go, that's what she said.
Yeah, the only one out of... Actually, it wasn't 1,000. I got to 795, and I was really bored.
So, what message did you send to these people?
I didn't send them to them. I just put it out on the thing. I'm going to follow 1,000 people and see how many tell me to fuck off. And the answer was one.
Did you follow 1,000 people?
No. We came around in circles. Only got to 795.
Oh, I didn't hear that bit. I wasn't listening. I zoned out. I was probably looking at some post-it notes or something. Right. Anyway,
paying out to Zoo Zero, friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Yeah, new track, but it was a new track before you went to fucking Australia. We were supposed to do it like the one that we couldn't do because Jeff had stolen my microphone.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So we're going to play it now instead.
Yeah, track is called Oh Dear.
It is a good one actually. I liked it. I heard a bit of it earlier. It's nice.
Yeah. Right, pub time.
Pub time. Good night, children.